USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces and areas with high level of COVID transmission. This applies even if you are vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explained the reasons for the change to ABC News, including the new data that was the reasoning for including the fully vaccinated in the updated guidance.
We did, over this last several days now, see new science that demonstrated for those who are vaccinated that they could, in fact, transmit if they are one of those rare breakthrough infections. So that's new. When we were looking at the Alpha variant, at prior variants in this pandemic, we were not able to see that if you were vaccinated and you are a breakthrough case, that you could transmit to others.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
How much money do you need to feel financially secure? Tim Berg tells us how much Americans say they need in the bank to give them peace of mind.
A new survey is revealing how much money Americans believe they need to have to feel financially secure. The average number sits at just over $516,000, according to Personal Capital. The California-based financial services company also found some Americans believe even more money is needed for their financial peace of mind. The survey revealed about 20% believe they need more than $1 million to feel at ease. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And when employees for Google and Facebook return to the office, they'll have to be vaccinated against COVID. The company's the first of the major Silicon Valley firms to announce a vaccine policy for a return to in-person work. The announcement's coming as President Biden is expected to announce Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to be vaccinated or submit to regular COVID testing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An illegal immigrant found guilty of a murder in Iowa could get a new trial. Tim Berg reports.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spilborg tells Fox News,
evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch, from another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence. Piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Wednesday's game between the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies was postponed because of a COVID outbreak among the Nationals. Manager David Martinez told reporters that four players and eight staff members had tested positive, with some experiencing symptoms and some asymptomatic. But he said all cases appeared to be mild. The game is currently rescheduled as part of a doubleheader for Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.